The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servants, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron, and wait on me while I eat and drink? You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When I was a little kid, Dad had it pretty much set out for us that we all had certain chores that were expected of us from week to week. And they're chores that you would expect of a young boy. We would do the mowing of the lawn, you know, we'd have to help clean the garage out, we'd have to, you know, help inside with cleaning the house or doing the dishes or whatever it was. But every week it was kind of the same routine. But every once in a while, Dad would come up with an uber chore, you know, the big one that we all had to get together and do together. It took half the day, and we absolutely hated. And you always knew it was going to be one of those days because he'd wake you up a little extra early on Saturday, so you had even more time to get the chore done. And so there was a Saturday morning. We woke up early, which we already knew was a bad sign. And Dad was like, "Boys, today we're going to clean out the shed." And I was like, "Great." Now, you got to understand, the shed at the Badel house is like a catch-all for everything that doesn't go to the garage or doesn't belong in the house. I mean, it just is filled with all of this junk that just gets filled in there. If any of you have a shed, you can relate to that. And so we would have all of our sports equipment in there, like all of our deflated basketballs and footballs, all of our badminton rackets and nets that was all tangled up in a mess. And we had these bins for our recycling. And that recycling never, ever, 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 ever quite made it to the recycling distributor. So we had to organize that and try to get that ready to go. And it was always a disaster because we kids were the ones who often cleaned out the milk jugs when they were done. And sometimes we didn't do the best job. And so you'd open those up and the smell was... Anyways, we also had a bunch of corn in the shed for the corn stoves that we used in wintertime. And so there were mice everywhere, some alive, some not so alive. We had spiders that would dangle from the ceiling. It was just a mess, and we knew that. We knew that going into this. And now my younger brothers, they have a much better work ethic than I do. So when Dad would make this announcement, they'd get their overalls on, you know, and pinned up, and they'd be ready to go. I wasn't so easy to persuade, so I was like, "Dad, we need to talk about this. Like, what are we getting out of this? You know, like, if we're going to be putting in this extra effort tonight, you know, or during this day, you know, what is it that we're going to get? Are we talking about a little extra money in our pocket, you know, for the week? Or are we talking about, you know, a trip someplace? I mean, what are we getting out of this?" And Dad just clapped his hand on my shoulder, and he pointed back at the house, and he said, "Dinner's at 6. It's for free. There's a room inside the house upstairs that you are more than welcome to use to sleep in at night, rent-free." He's like, that is what you're getting out of this deal." All right. But you know, that childish mentality of, what am I getting out of this? What is it that I profit from doing this task? Follows us into adulthood. It's not something that often gets left behind. When we go to work every day, we think to ourselves, how much am I getting paid for this? What is it worth to me to put in my time to do this? And it extends even beyond just the day-to-day of our work life. It goes even into our faith sometimes, the way we live out our faith lives. We think to ourselves, you know, yeah, the soup kitchen may need volunteers, but what am I getting out of it? Yeah, you know, we may need some adorers for the Adoration Chapel, but What's in it for me? And a lot of times we hear that same line from priests and ministers, and they say, well, it'll make you happy. You'll be happier if you do these tasks. I can tell, I've worked in soup kitchens before. I was miserable in soup kitchens. It does not, in fact, make you happy. That is not the reason why we should be doing these things. Sometimes it does. Most times it doesn't. So we have to ask ourselves, why do we keep asking this question? What is it that we expect that we're going to get out of all these different things? And we even see it in today's gospel, right? We have the disciples, they come to Christ, and this gospel passage comes right after Christ has gone through all these demands of discipleship. He talks about forgiving your neighbor, what it means to be a disciple of him. And the disciples are like, give us something. You know, give us some faith. We just need a little bit more faith, and then we can do what's expected of us. Then we can do what you want for us. And Christ responds in such an interesting way. He says to them, you already have enough faith. The faith the size of a mustard seed is enough to move mountains. What you need to do is get to work. What you need to do is get out there and be my servants. Be the servants of God's will. And so it's not so much we need to ask ourselves, what are we getting out of this? But in fact, what have we already received? All of us in this room have received gifts from God. All of us have been blessed in one way or another by what God has given us in his abundance. Our very life, the people around us, the love that we experience, the beautiful country that we live in, all of these wonderful things that we often take for granted have been bestowed upon us freely, without charge, without cost, without thought. Just given to us from his abundant goodness. And we have to ask ourselves, what do I give in return for this? And is it too much to ask for just 1 hour of our week where we come here and give God the praise and the glory? We say in the Eucharistic prayer, it is truly right and just, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, mighty Father. What is it in for us? Well, we've already received it. And all we have to do is pay it back. And you know what? Supper is at 9 o'clock here at St. Patrick's every Sunday morning, free of charge. And if we do our job, if we really are good servants, then there is a room waiting for us, prepared for us, that's rent-free. I don't know what's better than that.